Almer observations of the extended green object G19.01-3 I. A Keplerian disk in a massive protostellar system, by Gwendolyn M. Williams et al. Using the Atacama Large Millimeter, Submillimeter Array, ALMA, and the Carl G. Jinsky Very Large Array, VLA, we observed the extended green object, EGO, G19.01-0.03 with sub-arcsecond resolution from 1.05 mm to 5.01 cm wavelengths. Are approximately 0.4 inches approximately 1600 astronomical units angular resolution ALMA observations reveal a velocity gradient across the millimeter core MM1, oriented perpendicular to the previously known bipolar molecular outflow, that is consistently traced by 20 lines of 8 molecular species with a range of excitation temperatures, including complex organic molecules, COMs. Kinematic modeling shows the data are well described by models that include a disk in Keplerian rotation and infall, with an enclosed mass of 40 to 70 matrum, m, underscore. Odo, within a 2000 astronomical units outer radius, for a disk inclination angle of I equals 40 carat, circ, of which 5.4 to 7.2 matrum, m, underscore. Odo, is attributed to the disk. Our new VLA observations show that the 6.7 GHz class 2 methanol masers associated with MM1 form a partial ellipse, consistent with an inclined ring, with a velocity gradient consistent with that of the thermal gas. The disk-to-star mass ratio suggests the disk is likely to be unstable and may be fragmenting into as-yet-undetected low-mass stellar companions. Modeling the centimeter-millimeter spectral energy distribution of MM1 shows the ALMA 1.05 mm continuum emission is dominated by dust, whilst a free-free component, interpreted as a hypercompact He region, is required to explain the VLA approximately 5 cm emission. The high enclosed mass derived for a source with a moderate bolometric luminosity, approximately 10 carat, 4. Matrum, L, underscore. Odo, suggests that the MM1 disk may feed an unresolved high-mass binary system. This was Almer observations of the extended green object G19.01-3 I. A Keplerian disk in a massive protostellar system, by Gwendolyn M. Williams et al.